You're listening to the Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. I'm Lily Jamali. For almost the entire history of the automobile, vehicles have been powered by the internal combustion engine. And while rarely fun, the occasional, sometimes not so occasional, trip to the mechanic has been part of the deal. Repairing electric vehicles, though, well, that is more complicated. There are, after all, computers involved. And as the EV market continues to grow in the US and in the UK, owners can face big problems when something goes wrong. There aren't enough EV mechanics on either side of the pond qualified to fix them. That's also causing the cost of insurance to go up. The BBC's Frey Lindsay reports.
By 2030, there could be up to 11 million hybrid or electric vehicles in the UK, according to the country's local government association. But there are currently only around 45,000 mechanics who are qualified to fix them. I'm at one of the few EV specialist service centres in the UK, the London Electric Centre and Going Green. Gino Tulipano is repairing a delivery vehicle.
So I'm looking at two batteries the size of a single bed or so each. What do these weigh?
2 tons, I think. Quite a lot.
Do you find these more difficult or easier to deal with than a non-electric delivery truck?
You're not getting covered in any oil or grease, and no diesel engine and no fumes. But on the other hand, you know, it's very heavy. The weight of these batteries, high voltage dangers.
Alex Pierce, one of the directors, showed me around the dozens of cars on the shop floor.
We've got a BMW we've just changed the motor on. We've just fixed a Piaggio tuk-tuk. We don't really turn anything down.
What would you find in here that you wouldn't find in a normal mechanics?
It's not that much different, apart from the fact that you see more people looking at a laptop. There's a lot of headwork, a lot of diagnostic. It might take 4 hours to diagnose a fault, 5 minutes to fix it.
That combination of mechanical, software and electronics expertise that's required for EV servicing and repairs is making it hard for Alex to get new people in.
You need somebody who's been to college that understands electronics.
It can take a lot of money and time to get someone trained up, and fewer young people are wanting to become a mechanic. Emma Carrigy is from the professional association, the Institute of the Motor Industry, who certify EV qualified mechanics in the UK.
We're facing a slowdown in the uptake of EV qualifications, a 36% drop in the last year. We need 107,000 EV technicians by 2030, or we risk a 13,000 shortfall by 2032.
That shortage is already contributing to higher repair costs and insurance premiums. According to price comparison site Confused.com, insurance premiums for electric vehicles went up 72% in 2023, compared to just 29% for internal combustion engines. Louise Thomas from Confused.com says this could be a problem in the future.
Is the price of the car rather than insurance is going to prevent most consumers from making the switch right now? But it certainly might tip some over the edge if they realize they have to pay thousands for their insurance.
Unless more people sign up to be EV mechanics, drivers in the UK might find themselves with an electric vehicle they can't get fixed or afford to insure.
That was the BBC's Frey Lindsay. That's all for today's Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.